would go to Canada at this time of the year. Forgive me, Sister Donna, but is beyond me, but it shows us that God has blessed us with a man with a pastor's heart, and so do be in prayer for him. Tonight, in just a few moments, we're going to look at a passage of Scripture, and I'll give you some thoughts on it in Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24, beginning in verse number 1. Genesis 24 and verse number 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, "Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac." And the servant said unto him, "Peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest?" And Abraham said unto him, "Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son thither again." And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and sware to him concerning that matter. And the servant took ten camels of the camels of his master, and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose, and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water, at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, 'Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink,' and she shall say, 'Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also,' let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master." And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking." And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again into the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. That's an interesting thought there. I, being in the way. I only have one brother, an older brother, 3 years older than I am, and so I don't know what it's like to live in a full house. We have the Mann family here with four children, and we have the Stockton family. At one time when all the Stocktons were home, there were eight children there. And I imagine from time to time, the shout went out, get out of the way, you're in the way. But sometimes being in the way is a bad thing. But here, being in the way is a good thing. I would be tempted, being kind of the jokester that I am, if someone said, you're in the way, I would respond, I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Now, that might not relieve the tempers of the situation and the tension, but I'd get a chuckle out of it. But we've all heard the phrase, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Well, here in Genesis, God blessed one who was in the way. Now, Abraham gave his servants instructions to go, but he didn't give specific instructions of how that this servant would carry out this task of finding a wife for Isaac. And in fact, I'll read again that chapter, verses 3 through 6, Genesis 24, verse 3. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. So the servant knew that he wasn't going to find a local girl for Isaac. It continues in verse 4, for thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? Verse 6, and Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. So basically the instructions that Abraham gave to this servant was he was not to choose a wife for Isaac from that locale. He had to go back to Mesopotamia, the land from whence Abraham had come. Well, that of course threw a monkey wrench into the situation. At least in this culture, we don't very often choose a wife or have a wife chosen for us sight unseen. And the servant could anticipate that being a problem. And so he suggests, well, perhaps I could take Isaac there and they could see each other, and that might help seal the deal. But Abraham said, no, you're not to take my son there. And if the damsel, the lady, young lady, if she refuses to come with you, then you'll be free of this oath, but you're not to take Isaac there again. But the actual method, the actual plan, was not revealed unto the servant as far as how he would choose a wife. You know, our master has given us instructions as well. In Matthew chapter 28, verse number 19, we find those instructions spelled out as far as what we should do, what we should be doing. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19, here the Lord Jesus is speaking to those who followed him and giving specific instructions. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So we have those instructions, but we have a little bit of liberty as far as how we carry them out. You know, certainly we are to be witnesses, a personal testimony that we would share with those that we come in contact with. Certainly there are other sending out missionaries, going ourselves as missionaries. The Vacation Bible School that we have every year is an outreach into our community here as far as spreading the gospel, carrying out that instruction the Lord gave us that we are to be witnesses. You know, there's a business principle called the corridor principle. And the idea is, imagine yourself in a large motel at the end of a hallway. And you're standing there looking down this long hall. And as you look down the hallway, you really can't tell what doors are open. They all, from the end, appear to be shut. But once you start walking down that hallway, you're able to see the doors that are open. And the same thing, I think, applies to our spiritual life as well. If we're stagnant, if we're standing still, it's hard for us to see the Lord's opportunities and to take advantage of them. You know, if you imagine a boat in the water just sitting there, it's hard to steer that boat in any direction. But you get a little bit of forward movement in that boat, and then it becomes easier to steer. And you get a pretty good clip. Well, you can turn that boat wherever you want it to go. But when it's still, it's just about impossible to steer. Now, most cars nowadays have power steering, but there was a day when they didn't. And when that car was stopped or moving very slowly, it would take a lot of effort to turn that steering wheel. But you get a little bit of forward movement, and you're able to turn the car more easily. I think that applies as well. If we stop just sitting and waiting, but start moving in our service for the Lord, He's able to direct us. In this application in Genesis, the servant didn't know how the Lord would work to provide that wife for Isaac. Abraham didn't know. But the servant had to be obedient with what he did know before God would fully reveal His plan and demonstrate His power. What's the best way for us to discover God's will? First of all, to get in God's Word and let Him speak to us. And secondly, to get in the way and let Him lead us. Just a few thoughts tonight, but do be in prayer for those on our prayer list, for our pastor, and he'll get back safely. And let's close tonight with prayer. Father, we thank you for your word and the instruction that we get from it for our daily life, Lord, and in our service for you. Father, we pray for our pastor tonight while he's away, that you would help him to be a blessing to those people in Canada. You would help them to find peace in the situation with which they're dealing, and that you would get the glory through it all. Be with Brother Stockton and bring him back home safely. Father, we pray for the service on Sunday, that you would take charge of the service. Lord, that the visitors you bring our way, Lord, would be blessed by their attendance here. And Lord, if there's one who comes who has never trusted you as Savior, may your Holy Spirit draw them to want to know more about the Savior and to accept Him into their own heart and life. Father, go with us now. Keep us safe. Help us to come back Sunday expecting good things from you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and you are dismissed.